Harbor's Best Variety, Cool 107, Bonnie Raitt. And have a heart, Carrie carrying it with you. It is 6:10 on a Tuesday morning, Psychic Tuesday here at Cool 107. We're going to have June Munger in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, our buddy Dan Martin, he'll be doing all the news and sports and weather. That's coming up at 6:20 this morning. I'm sitting in for the vacationing Lucy Ann Lance. 998-1071, that is our studio line wide open for you. The cool satellite weather today, considerable cloudiness, brisk, and noon temps near 30, then highs of around 34 tonight. Watch out, cloudy, a chance of drizzle or rain, possibly beginning this freezing rain or freezing drizzle. Early lows around 32, then temps are going to slowly rise to around 36. And tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain or drizzle, and a high getting all the way up to 43 tomorrow. Right now, it's a 21 at Cool 107 as we continue with the music this morning. 6:11, Carrie Carradine's Paul Simon on Ann Arbor's Cool 107. Ann Arbor's Cool 107, Ace of Base and The Sign. Carrie Carradine in on a Tuesday morning at 6:17. It is 21 degrees. It's too darn cold outside. It's that simple.
Yeesh.
And we're both feeling a little punk today, too.
Yeah, I know.
We've got some kind of a bug going around here at Cool 107.
I thought it was the food that I had the other night.
Thought it was the Indian food, but...
But it's still on me today.
Then so I ended up feeling kind of woozy.
And I know you can't catch, like, food poisoning, so it must be something that I gave you from sitting over here across, you know...
Or I gave you, who knows?
I don't know. Well, maybe we both gave it to somebody else, and then they traded it back.
Then they got a thing going around, I was telling you, called the Kobo flu.
Yeah, what's that?
And that's, I guess, all the people down at the North American International Auto Show.
You got it.
All the folks down there from all the different countries, you know, all the different germs get going, and they call it the Kobo flu. So maybe we have maybe we're lucky enough to have the Kobo flu.
I shouldn't be able to get that yet. I haven't been down.
When Jan Munger comes in at 9:15, maybe she can tell us what the hell's wrong with us.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea to find out. Say, hey, what's wrong with us?
Today's Elvis's birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
He would have been 67 years old had he lived.
Jeez.
The king. So.
Greg Carson is a huge Elvis fan. Like the biggest Elvis fan in entire state of Michigan.
He is. Elvis and B.B. King.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are, you know. He definitely, I wonder if he's going to be making he may not even show up today.
Yeah, he might be in Graceland.
He might just be down at Graceland at the candle lighting vigil.
He's going to Graceland.
That's right. Cool 107, fast traffic. We're going to check it out right now with the Washtenaw County Sheriffs. Hey there, it's Carrie over at Cool 107. How are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good.
How are the roads looking?
Not too bad. They're pretty much dry right now.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot, or light traffic. And I forget what else they just said.
BW. Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right.
There you go. Cool 107, fast traffic. And we have our good friend Dan Martin, and he is going to let us know all the particulars news-wise here on this Tuesday morning at 6:19.
Ah, yes. There's the theme.
That's right. I still want to get McCarthy Park for you.
MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park. That's what it is. Yeah, I left my cake out in the rain. McCarthy.
Yeah.
yeah. Done by General...
Trying to find out whether or not I'm a red.
That's right.
The McCarthy
that's right.
Trials going on.
That's right, you commie pinko.
Well, thank you very much. Let's see what is going on in the news this morning. General Tommy Franks is telling the Associated Press there may be no further need for carpet bombing in Afghanistan, but Franks says daily flights will continue in the region, and if terrorist holdouts are spotted, they will be hit. According to the Washington Post, the Justice Department is seeking out 6,000 Middle Eastern men who have ignored deportation orders.
Oh.
The newspaper says the government will make their arrests a top priority, which is making some civil rights advocates nervous. The family of the Tampa, Florida boy who crashed a small plane into an office building says they're mystified about why he did it. The 15-year-old left a note saying he supported Osama bin Laden, but a former administrator at his school remembers the boy as an American patriot. Daimler Chrysler AG's Chrysler Group plans to announce a new incentive program this week. It will feature $2,000 cash back on Dodge Durango Sport Utility vehicles. The company won't match General Motors' $2,002 cash back incentive on most of its models. And Cass County Prosecutor Scott Teeter says that the FBI and Michigan State Police were justified when they shot and killed two men during a four-day standoff in August at Rainbow Farm in Vandalia. Teeter says Tom Crossland and Rawls Hall in Rome aimed rifles at officers who acted in self-defense. Cool 107 News Time, 6:21 Sports Shorts. Pistons lost last night to the Timberwolves, 109-93. Baltimore beat Minnesota 19-3 in Monday Night Football. Women's College Hoops, number 20 Michigan, will host Ohio State. Your Cool 107 satellite weather for today, considerable cloudiness, brisk. Lunchtime temps near 30, highs around 34. For tonight, cloudy, chance of drizzle or rain, possibly beginning as freezing rain or freezing drizzle or dreezing frizzle. Early lows
okay,
around...
Okay, sunny.
Early lows around 32, temps slowly rising to about 36. I can't help it. I grew up on him.
I know. God bless him.
Cloudy Wednesday with a chance of rain or drizzle, highs near 43. Cloudy Wednesday night, chance of rain or drizzle, lows about 35. Right now it is 21, and I'm Dan Martin on... Ann Arbor's best variety, Cool 107.
Yeah,
I got too many radio stations this morning. I can't remember which one I'm on.
I know. Sonny Elliott was the first media personality I met.
Oh, very cool.
When I was a kid, up at the Plymouth Fall Festival, and I was just enamored by him. I was, oh, wow.
First one I ever met was Tom Dean.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing middays at...
Yeah. I knew his daughter. I went to high school with his daughter.
No way.
Yeah, I sure did.
He was doing middays at... the old adult contemporary station 104, which has evolved over the years.
Right, right. He's selling real estate now, last time.
Yeah, I saw him on online. I said, you're the reason that I've got this job.
Did he write you back?
Yeah, there was a quick little note that said, I can't write much now, but, you know, thanks for remembering.
Right.
You know,
so
kind of cool.
I figured he'd say something like, don't blame it on me. You know?
Him, and then the other two big inspirations for me were Tom Ryan and Tom DeLisle back in the old CKLW days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Big 8. 2020 News with Byron McGregor.
Byron McGregor.
Another body bag and a toe tag. A bloodbath on Detroit's east side.
Chicken truck fell over.
Trinity Baptist goes up in holy smoke.
Yep.
Those are his classic headings. Lots of stuff going on at Graceland today if you're so inclined to head down there. Just head over to Metro and just jet down there. There's tons of stuff going on for Elvis's 67th birthday. They're going to do a Elvis Presley Day proclamation ceremony. That's at 11:45, and it's on the Graceland front lawn. And then you can meet the Jordanaires. You know the Jordanaires
are? Oh, yeah, the background singers.
Yeah, that's between 2 and 4 today at the Good Rockin' Tonight Record Shop in Graceland Plaza.
Very cool.
And then the Elvis Birthday Dance Party, GI Red, White, and Blues. That's at 8 p.m., and that's obviously celebrating... Elvis's service.
Yeah,
work,
in the military.
In the military, so.
You think that has anything to do with, like, September 11th, you know, the whole big patriotic thing?
Could be.
That makes sense.
And Ben Stein, host of Cable's Comedy Central game show, Win Ben Stein's Money, he talks about the day he met the king of rock and roll at the White House. Stein was employed as a speechwriter for President Richard Nixon and then Vice President Gerald Ford from November 1973 to November 1974. One day he was having lunch with his father, Herbert Stein, Nixon's chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, and in the dining room of the White House, and he saw Presley and met him. So
that'd be kind of weird.
And so have you ever heard that story about when Presley came to the White House?
I heard part of
it. He just showed up. Elvis just showed up and was like, Mr. President, I wanted to get one of them Secret Service badges. Because he was into the badges. He collected guns and... he collected badges from every law enforcement agency.
Badges?
We don't need no stinking badges. Yeah. So that was his big thing, and I guess he just showed up. And if you ever see the pictures of that, he looks like the Percodans might have really been hitting heavy that morning.
The holidays are over. The Argyle sweaters are returned. Now what? How about something that you and your family can really...
Some items may be demos. Sorry, no rain checks or phone orders.
Ann Arbor's Cool 107. Carrie carrying it with you. It is 6:28 on a Tuesday morning, 21 degrees, and Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You on Ann Arbor's Best Variety all day long. Cool 107. The Best Variety is on Ann Arbor's Cool 107, Al Jarreau and Morning. Right now we're looking at 6:36 and 21 degrees. Cool satellite weather, considerable cloudiness, brisk. Noon temps near 30. We're going to have a high of around 34. Later on, and then cloudy tonight, a chance of drizzle or rain, possibly beginning as freezing rain or freezing drizzle. Early lows around 32, then temps slowly rising to about 36. And tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain or drizzle, and highs near 43 degrees. So lots of weird, wacky weather. 21 degrees right now on Ann Arbor's Cool 107. Here's Fleetwood Mac. Ann Arbor's Cool 107 and NSYNC, God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You. I'm Kerry Carrington at 6:49. We have 21 degrees. And Dan Martin hanging out with me this morning. Glad to have you along.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here.
Sitting in for the vacationing, Lucy Ann Lance. I'll be here for the remainder of the week. And then next Monday, Lucy's back.
What are we going to do with you?
What I do then is I just come in on Sundays.
Are you going to be okay with that?
Well, I'll probably still get up every morning.
You'll listen and you'll participate?
At 4 a.m. And, yeah, I'll just pretend like I'm on the radio.
Okay. Yeah, we can get you a pair of headphones at home.
That's what I did for the last year and a half that I've been out of work.
You know what I used to do when I was out of work? I'd call all the talk shows.
Would you?
Yeah. There'd be some talk show and the guy'd be talking about, you know, like foot fungus. And I'd say, dude, I had that once. Let's call.
Give him a call.
It's like, okay, yeah, back. I had this foot fungus. And then I'd, like, listen to it and go, oh, good. I'm on the radio again. Well, I'm a dork.
I go, hey, you know, you got to do something, man, to keep your you know, toes wet in it.
Oh, yeah.
Politics really does make strange bedfellows. You can ask Republican Marianne Gearhart and Democrat, I'm probably slaughtering his name. We tried to figure it out. Lee Deutsche?
It looks like Deutsche.
The two members of the Will County, Illinois Board of Commissioners have set aside their political differences for some home front unity. The couple married over the weekend.
Oh, weird.
And the pair say they leave their political disagreements in the boardroom when they head for home. Like that other couple. What's their name? James Carville.
And
the homeliest man in America.
And his wife's no prize either.
What's her name? I can never remember
James
her name.
Carville and Shemp Howard.
Yeah, right. But you know darn well that when one's a Republican and one's a Democrat, there's got to be times where, you know, their politics come into it, wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
In a marriage?
Yeah, I would think so.
998-1071, that's the cool studio line. It's time for cool news at 6:50 with Dan Martin right here on Ann Arbor's Cool 107.
What's the traffic looking like?
Oh, the traffic is, hold on here, let me check the traffic. Get back. Hold on.
Oh, I see the computer.
Here we go.
One yellow stripe. What
is
that?
That's right. One yellow stripe is eastbound 994 at Harper. We have a disabled vehicle partially blocking the left lane. So that's cool's fast traffic on this.
That was fast.
Tuesday morning. There wasn't really nothing else going on. We have.
It's still early, and folks are behaving themselves today. And I like it when folks behave themselves.
And the roads aren't that bad, really. They're not. They're dry. Now, tomorrow morning could be a different story.
Oh, I know.
You know. So.
We've got that freezing drizzle coming up tonight.
On the way. 6:51, Dan Martin with Cool 107 News.
Thank you very much, Kerry Carrington. Pentagon officials say the latest airstrikes in Afghanistan have targeted areas where Al-Qaeda fighters are trying to regroup. They say the focus now is on destroying remaining pockets of resistance. An Al-Qaeda fighter blew himself up while trying to escape a Kandahar hospital today. He and several other holdouts have been involved in a standoff at the hospital for more than a month. President Bush emphasizes learning today. He heads out on a three-state tour to highlight his signing of a landmark education bill. It ties school aid to annual student exam scores. Cass County Prosecutor Scott Teeter says that the FBI and Michigan State Police were justified when they shot and killed two men during a four-day standoff in August at Rainbow Farm in Vandalia. Teeter said Tom Crosslin and Roland Rome aimed rifles at officers who acted in self-defense. Closer to home, a pre-trial hearing is scheduled today for the suspect in a November stabbing in Ypsilanti. 30-year-old Joseph Austin is accused of stabbing a 26-year-old Flat Rock man at the Marathon gas station at the corner of Spring and Huron. The victim had stopped breathing until rescue workers could revive him. According to police, an argument over money was the cause of the attack. Cool 107 News time, 6:53. Sports shorts. Pistons lost to the Timberwolves last night, 109-93. They host the Lakers tonight at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Monday Night Football, Baltimore over Minnesota, 19-3. Carolina has fired their head coach. And in women's college hoops, number 20 Michigan will host Ohio State. Your Cool 107 satellite weather for today, considerable cloudiness, brisk. Lunchtime temps near 30, highs around 34. Then tonight, cloudy, chance of drizzle or rain, possibly beginning as freezing rain or freezing drizzle. Early lows around 32, then temps slowly rising to about 36. Wednesday, middle of the week, spaghetti day. Cloudy with a chance of rain or drizzle. Highs near 43. Right now, 22. That is your news. I'm Dan Martin on Ann Arbor's Best Variety, Cool 107.
Also, a Cool's Fast Traffic was brought to you by Office Max. Forgot to read this one. Put your printing needs on cruise control at Copy Max, the Office Max answer to reliable digital printing service for your business needs.
Now, what was that traffic problem that we had?
There's a Copy Max inside every Office Max. Eastbound 994 at Harper, we have a disabled vehicle.
Okay, and that was
blocking the left lane.
Brought to you by Copy Max inside Office
That's
Max.
That's right. It's that simple. We're going to come and get back into the tunes and maybe test your trivia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the Cyber Celebrity Challenge, if you're up to that.
I was sitting, where was I sitting yesterday? Oh, in the Secretary of State's office, and I heard I heard Greg Carson. He was about to give the second clue. I had to go outside.
Did you?
I was like, uh-oh, I better get outside.
What'd you have to get into, a driver's license or plates? Or
we had to finally get the tabs on the license plates on the cars.
Were they, was it a little late? How late?
My birthday's December 4th.
Uh-huh.
And we finally got the tabs yesterday.
Well, hey, you know, better late than never.
Takes a while to save up for insurance nowadays.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you like to win? Well, now's your...
1000 or bethepeople.com. 800-825-1000.
Ann Arbor's Cool 107, 21 degrees at 658. Carrie Carrington and Mariah Carey. Someday on Ann Arbor's Cool 107.